Because we're now going to give you some wonderful cooking ideas with a lady you've heard on this program and on this station before. Her name is Linda Peake and she joins us. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to ask Linda, I mean, Linda, your accent suggests a prima facie...
I'm a pom.
Thank you. being polite. Yes. A more traditional
I was going to say, like you see Christmas pudding and the penny in the pud.
But I read some of your biography on your blog, and you have travelled widely and you have been distracted away from the meat and three veg world.
Absolutely.
What does Christmas for Linda Peake look like?
Well, I grew up with a traditional Christmas in England, and because I loved cooking, I ended up doing most of the Christmas cooking. My mother was most put out when I married an Australian and headed to Canberra, because then no one to do Christmas.
What was a Christmas meal when you grew up? Was it a
roast turkey. With stuffing, bread sauce my mother used to make, gravy, Brussels sprouts, carrots, roast potatoes, boiled potatoes, Christmas pudding, and
with threepences in?
Yes, we put money in there, and my parents didn't like brandy butter. When I came here, we started doing brandy butter, but we always had custard or cream in England. And then we'd have mince pies as we were opening presents with a glass of bubbly. And
But at 30 degrees, the best meal
does it? No, it doesn't make sense. And my husband, who was born in Sydney and grew up here, said that his parents insisted on doing the traditional thing. And to try and set the atmosphere, they'd close the curtains, which made it even warmer.
You weren't distracted by summer outside, anyway.
Exactly. So the turkey went ahead with the gravy and the whole thing, no matter what. So I prefer to do... a cold buffet, and I think a lot of people do
that.
So
what constitutes a cold buffet for you?
Well, I normally do Christmas. I've done many Christmases, over 40, but this year our son in Watson and his family have invited us, and he's going to do a ham on the Weber, which will be interesting.
Why?
A whole ham. Why? I don't know why. He just
I thought there was something remarkable about it.
I've never done a ham on the Weber.
I've got a Weber, so.
I know. And he's got a smoker as well, so whether he's smoking it and cooking it,
we're having you sort of looming there on Christmas lunchtime. Would that be intimidating to him?
No, he loves cooking.
No, he loves
I'm
it.
I'm very fortunate.
Do you critique him? Do you help him out?
No, he wouldn't take kindly to that. No, that's not true. No, we discuss cooking and recipes all the time. We are often exchanging little notes during the day saying, oh, what about this recipe, and have you thought of that? Fortunately, our three kids all grew up helping, and they all love to cook, so it doesn't matter which one we go to stay with, the food is good.
Well, that's good. It was a good investment in your future, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Teaching them how to cook. Is it his year? I mean, you've done the first 40 and they do the rest?
Yes, I think in the last, I've been married 43 years, a couple of times we've been to our daughters in Newcastle, and we've been to our sons in London, and I think, James offered, and I said, that's great, I'm bringing the pudding, which I've already made. And
that's a classic
Christmas pudding.
Christmas pudding. You got any money in that?
No, actually, stop doing it, because they go a bit green. And, yes. But if you go onto my blog, cafecat.com.au, and you click on subscribe, every Wednesday you get the weekly recipe. And next Wednesday it'll be an article called Cooking for the Holiday Season, which is actually a repeat. I have put it on before, but it's got a lot of really good links for things to make.
Such as?
Well, Christmas pudding or cake.
Well, this is the same one you've already prepared for your own Christmas.
Yes, and there's also a gluten-free Christmas pudding recipe on another, and there's also a quick individual Christmas pudding recipe. So they're made
the loneliest pudding in the world.
There are little tiny puddings which you can make by buying a Christmas cake, crumbling it up, mixing other ingredients, and you quickly make these. So if you want to do something quick and you haven't got time, that's a good solution.
Well, do you throw the Lion's Christmas cake at it?
Absolutely. Any old Christmas cake will do, and you add the eggs and the other ingredients and mix it up.
Do you recycle?
Recycle.
Isn't that wonderful?
Because I think with Christmas, having done so many, when the guests arrive, I don't want to be in the kitchen slaving away. I want to be out with a glass of bubbly and enjoying...
Well, it burns.
I want it all to be cooked and done.
This sounds good. Yes, of course. So what are the main...
So I always do a glazed ham and have that ready. And there's a recipe that you can find on the blog. It's all
that for the glaze recipe?
Glaze recipe. There are lots of different alternatives. You can use some pineapple juice or marmalade or jam or soy sauce. There are lots of variations on how to mix the glaze and cook that.
What's your favourite?
I think maple syrup and brown sugar makes a very good glaze.
So you've got, and because the folks, I happen to have a copy of the
he's got a preview,
the draft of the article in this magnificently sized computer tablet, which Linda has given me to have in front of me. There's about 20 recipes here that you've leaked. This is marvellous. God, the photos are gorgeous.
Well, as I say, I think the trick is to have all these things in the fridge ready, so that when people arrive, you don't have to do very much. And
so we have the ham. What else have you got?
Either buy a couple of large packets of smoked salmon, or make your own gravlax.
Yeah.
And there's a recipe for gravlax on there. Just buy two whole salmon fillets. Am I allowed to say where I buy them?
Yeah, it's on the ABC.
Yeah, Costco. So Costco has these whole salmon fillets with no bones and no skin. Buy two of those and you mix sugar and salt and chopped dill and pack it all around it, cover it and keep it for 2 or 3 days in the fridge, and then scrape it off and cut it into sections and freeze them, and then you've got these wonderful pieces of gravlax ready. And you can make the sweet mustard sauce and have that ready in a jam jar. I always make some mayonnaise, and there's a link to that. And from the mayonnaise, you can make your own seafood dressing, which goes very well with prawns.
Of course.
So it's a good base. You add some ketchup and lime juice and so on.
I presume you've got prawns in the fridge as well.
Yes, get some prawns, get someone else to peel them, or let people peel their own.
How much of this can I sort of preview? Because I don't want to ruin the moment for
you. Yes, you can click Christmas on anything, I think. You can click on the ones at the bottom.
I've got
spinach salad with red dressing, cucumber salad with dilly, curry chicken salad, Japanese raw fish salad. You get the idea, folks. Cafecat.com.au. You basically subscribe to Linda's blog on this website.
Which is free.
Which is free. There's no charge. So go on here. And on Wednesday, you're going to see all this stuff. Smoked salmon with mango and avocado. Salmon tartare with orange and passion fruit. Good old Pav, of course. Mango cheesecake. I'm a cheesecake freak.
Mm.
Baked cheesecake. Berry meringue. Apple strudel in there, of course. My God. Am I getting you in? You're starting to lick your chops as well.
I'm glazing over like a ham here.
Well, these are some ideas not just for Christmas, but for New Year. The passion, mango cheesecake is fabulous for a New Year's Eve party. And the red dressing, which goes really well with spinach, it's good to make a double quantity and have that in the fridge because it goes with all the salads. It's a sweet and sour salad dressing, and everybody loves it.
It strikes me you just need a lot of preparation and a big fridge for a good Christmas.
Well, yes, a good... I always think if you can afford to spend half a day or a day preparing, making things and having them all there, buy some tiny potatoes, have those ready, buy a whole fillet of beef and have that in the freezer so that on Boxing Day or the day after you might do a whole beef fillet on the barbecue. Easy peasy.
So Christmas, your Christmas buffet inspiration, it strikes me that... You're enjoying Christmas morning with everybody else, having a champagne. When it's time to eat, it really is just
take it all out,
taking it out and presenting it, isn't it?
Yes. You might need to put the potatoes on to cook, or put something on the barbecue, or sausage rolls I made last weekend and I froze them.
Christmas sausage rolls?
in England, you always have sausage rolls at Christmas.
Is that right?
Yes. And so sausage rolls and mince pies. Sausage rolls I've made, and I didn't cook them 100%. They're still not very brown. And then you can just take them out of the freezer and stick them in the oven, and they're ready. So.
Okie dokie.
Well, I wanted to... Am I good to go for another question?
Another question, sir.
I wanted to talk to you about mince pies.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Please.
As my son calls them, minces.
Minces.
But a lot of people sort of turn away. Americans are completely lost by the concept of mince. The mince we put into a mince, the fruit mince.
I think it's because we call it mince and they think, oh, that sounds disgusting. But in the old days, in the Middle Ages, they did put meat in it.
Oh, they did?
They did, yes. And that evolved into using suet, which is fat from the meat. But initially, it did have meat in it and all the sweet things. We don't put that in anymore.
But it is now purely fruit mince.
Yes, just
Do you make your own fruit mince?
Yes. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, there's a recipe.
So poor Mr. Robinson is not a beneficiary of
No. The homemade stuff is much better.
Is there a recipe for fruit mince in the bulletin you're about to release?
Not sure. I'm not sure if it's on there. I'll have to check.
You probably
But we do make our own. James, my son, who's hosting Christmas this year, does make his own fruit mince and will make mince pies for the day. And... he does all the cooking in their house. And
now, Linda, can you ever make enough mince pies? That's the question.
No.
Probably not. There's always an argument in our house whether short crust pastry or puff pastry is better for mince pies.
Oh, there's no argument in...
What do you think?
Short crust.
Short crust, yes, you see. But there are some people who...
Who are these people? Name them.
Who are these people?
Wouldn't that kind of get lost in puff pastry? Sort of thing.
I couldn't conceive it.
Anyway, some people make them now without the lids on. Have you seen those little stars on them? Pastry and no. I think the ones you buy.
I'm coming over as a sort of boring traditionalist, aren't I?
Well, it comes to Christmas, I think you're entitled to be.
Okay,
you're old enough.
The ones you buy the mincemeat you buy is always too sweet, I think.
Oh, too sweet.
Too much sugar. So when you make your own, you can adjust that. Same with the Christmas pudding or the cake, you can adjust the amount of sugar.
Well, it makes perfect sense.
Here we go.
You better do what you have to do.
We have to do what we have to do. It is 13 to midday. We'll be back with more of Linda Peak from cafecat.com.au in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ian Meikle from the City News Sunday Roast. Just wishing you a very Merry Christmas and look forward to your company in the new year.
Hello, I'm Alan Jones and I want to wish you a very happy Christmas and all the best for the new year. Thanks for your company in 2018 and may 2019 be everything you want it to be.
Hi, this is Eddie Williams wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Don't worry about the turkey and ham. Just get straight to the desserts and hope you have a great start to 2019.
Wishing you a safe and happy Christmas from all of us at 1206.
2CC. Now that the ACT Container Deposit Scheme is operating, you can help the environment by dropping off eligible drink containers, then picking up 10 cents for each one. The scheme targets containers commonly found in litter to encourage recycling and reduce waste going into landfill. Find out which containers are eligible and where your nearest return point is at actcds.com.au.
I couldn't control what happened, but I could control what I did next. With treatment expenses, therapy costs, and a loss of income, I called MEJ. They gave me the advice and support I needed to get the compensation I was entitled to.
If you or your family have been injured and you need compensation, it's time to talk to the team that gives you more. So don't delay. Call MEJ or visit mej.com.au.
The Green Shed is helping out Oz Harvest through their business charity cars. You can now donate your unwanted car to charity cars. The Green Shed has teamed up with Oz Harvest Canberra, guaranteeing 20% from the sale of the car to Oz Harvest. So if you have an unwanted vehicle, call charity cars and you'll also be helping out Oz Harvest Canberra. For more information and terms and conditions, visit charitycars.com.au or phone charity cars. Phone 62 300 303.
With the weather warming up, have you considered upgrading your windows and doors? Monaro Windows manufacture premium aluminium double glazed window and door solutions to make your home more energy efficient. Cooler in summer and warmer in winter, you'll be more comfortable year round. With energy prices continuing to rise, Monaro Windows can help you save on your energy bills. To see the largest range of Australian made energy efficient windows and doors, visit their showrooms at Stevens Road, Queanbeyan and Pelé Street, Mitchell. MoneroWindows.com.au.
Saving big is calling. Bundle with Vodafone and you can save up to 20%. Yeah, you heard right. Bundle your NBN and your mobile plans into one simple account and you could save from 5 to 20% off plan fees. It's that simple, it's that easy, and it's a great way to save. Want to save big? Bundle with Vodafone today. Ready? Eligible plans, T's and C's apply.
Hey, mate, how's the new car going?
Going great. It's due for a service again, though. Guess I'll have to go back to the dealer. Be without a car for a day. I'll be treated like a number, and it's going to cost me a bomb.
Nah, mate, don't take it to the dealer. Go see the pros, Glen and Mark at Promotive. It won't affect your warranty.
At Promotive Belconnen, you'll receive personalised service. They even have a courtesy car and offer pensioner discounts, and they do ACT rego inspections. Call the pros, Promotive Belconnen, on 6253 3322.
Do you have a job that you think may be too small to call a handyman for? Small jobs do matter. Any job matters. We'll always turn up for any job, from replacing a light globe to repainting a room. Fully guaranteed and insured. Any job matters. Proud of their level of customer satisfaction and quality workmanship. No job too small. Give Harry a call. 1-300-4-ANY-JOB. That's 1-300-426-956. Or Google Any Job Matters.
Your opinions matter. Call 6255 1206 and join the conversation.
1206.
2CC.
Just a few minutes left to speak to Linda Peake about gorgeous Christmas recipes. And Linda tells me during the break, originally from Kent in the southeast of England.
Yes, I started cooking at school when I was 11 and have never really stopped. I just took to it. My mother didn't like cooking and she loved gardening. So she was really happy when I started to take an interest.
Linda, I love you, she said.
She said, I can go out and do the gardening, keep cooking.
Just incredibly quickly, because Ian, of course, coming from, and as you point out, you don't come from England, you come from the Isle of
Man. Yeah.
So there we are. But nonetheless, it is remarkable that such a tiny country have this incredible array of accents. I know they're starting to fade a wee bit now, but it's just extraordinary.
Well, I've been here since 1975 and I still can't pick which Australian accent. I mean, sometimes I can guess, oh, they might be from Melbourne, but it's not easy. Whereas in England, they're so different. Oh. And I remember the first time we went up north, my father said to me, you watch, every time we stop for petrol, they'll have a different accent. And it was true.
That's right. And it is curious because a country as large as Australia, there is such an homogenous accent. And yet you would have thought in isolation. I mean, you see isolated communities like, well, New Zealand. Look what they've done to the English language. That was a joke. And South Africa.
Different
interpretations of it. Yes. But we've got the distance, but we haven't... it's still reasonably homogenous. And yet in England...
And Christmas foods generally homogenous, or are there different counties that might have provided certain foods over the years, I wonder? Or was it generally pretty across the board?
Slight variations. The first time I went to County Durham and stayed on a farm, when they do their Yorkshire puddings, they make individual great big ones, and all the farming lads who are starving and come in, they get a great big Yorkshire pudding slathered with gravy, and when they've eaten that, hopefully they don't want so much meat, which is where I think it originated.
Oh, early in Yorkshire, yeah.
So, but individual, that size, dinner plate size.
Wow.
So, let's go back to talk about Christmas. And keeping people out of kitchens and keeping them focused on family. It's always a very tense experience Do you think people make the Christmas dinner a tense experience?
I think some people can by overdoing it, and I think anyone who does a hot meal in this climate is crazy because really it lends itself to a cold buffet, and then you can have everything ready. Mm. And for me, Christmas is not a tense period. You know, everyone helps with clearing up afterwards, and we have all the present unwrapping, which is always a bit wild. With kids get very excited. Our dog as well. We have a golden retriever.
Oh, dogs.
This will be his second Christmas. So
what are you getting for Christmas?
I haven't bought him anything yet, actually. That reminds me.
Just take a note.
I will take a note.
And Christmas is followed in short order by New Year. Some people entertain for New Year. Are there sort of the culinary themes that people offer in a New Year? Mm-hmm. Looking at your iPad there, you had a ice cream cake.
Yes, I think in Australia.
Is there anything traditional about New Year fare?
Not that I know of. Probably in Scotland they have some traditional things.
Very cold, aren't they?
I can't think of anything that's traditional for New Year.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's usually leftovers from Christmas.
Usually leftovers. Well, that's why I don't do a turkey. I think a turkey is totally overrated and everyone's sick of it by the time you finished eating it. I remember as a child, nobody liked the brown meat. I don't bother. Maybe you buy a boned turkey breast and cook that, but apart from that, I wouldn't bother with a turkey.
Plus, a badly cooked turkey is dry and miserable for the number of days you're stuck with it.
And who wants something that's going to last for a week? Nobody. You know, you want to. Just a ham will do.
Indeed it is. We are sadly out of time. Isn't that dreadful?
Well, I'm going to go home and have some
time
lunch.
Time for lunch. Right?
Thank you so much for that. It was wonderful, though, Linda.
Oh, pleasure. Before you go, the website. Again?
Cafecat.com.au.
Why Cafe Cat?
Oh, because my nickname's Cat. And so it's Cafe Cat.
Cafe Cat.
Cafe Cat.
Okay, Cat.
I should be saying this more with more time, but Merry Christmas.